But
here's something which is really important. This is being built up by the right-wing press as if it only involves the BBC. It also involves the right-wing press. Why, 10 years ago, did a reporter from the Scottish Sun go around a wedding boasting that everybody at the Sun knew about the Savile necrophilia story? Was it because they did have a necrophilia story, or was it because people from the Sun just go around calling living celebrities necrophiliacs? There's a question to answer there. Why did the News of the World and the Sunday People, which knew about this decades ago, not act? And who vetted the knighthood? Coco the Clown? This was 1990.
That particularly lurid accusation that you've just brought to many people's attention is one that will... it's not been in the public domain.
I know that. Why not, News International? You have a case to answer. You see, the entire society was gulled by this man, including the Prime Minister, who invited him to Chequers, including the royal family, photographed with him. He got a knighthood in this country. He got a papal knighthood. This is not just the BBC. This is history. This is a man who conned an entire society, top to bottom, partly because in that era, that type of behavior was off the scale of human conception.
Well,